Hello, it's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand, and I'm back with my favorite weather forecaster, celestial weather, that is.
Yeah. Hi, Lisa. I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy. Hi, everybody. It's Friday, September 27th. TGIF, Lisa.
Oh, I love it. Well, the weekends are actually my busy time. So Friday, my day off is Monday. But I'll still take a TGIF for all of us. We've got an interesting card today. So what's the weather forecast so I know exactly how to direct them?
Yeah, sure, Lisa, because the even though it's Friday, it's really Moon Day, because the moon is the player in today's forecast. As you know, the moon represents our emotions, our feelings, our inner mood, right? Mood, moon. That's a way to remember what the moon represents. Because at 12:52 a.m., the moon sextiles the sun. And then at 1:47, the moon squares Venus. So a lot of the activity is happening while we sleep. Our subconscious is working while we're just sitting there snoozing away.
Good. I like it when our dreams can do the heavy lifting. And then what have we got as we face the day?
Well, we have the Mars Saturn trine, which will perfect on Sunday, but we're already starting to feel it today. By 2 o'clock, we're already starting to feel the beginnings of the Mars Saturn trine. And that will be with us for the next 5 days, Lisa. So beginning today, we're going to start feeling that build. It won't perfect until Sunday, but we're already starting to feel that can-do energy spirit.
Well, it's tricky because we've got the Five of Swords, which is the self-doubt. Now, five is a creative number. It's ruled by, or I should say it's paired with Leo, that place in us that, or the house that gives birth to, So it's that place where when we create, we can be in doubt. We're expanding beyond the familiar. We don't know what's in the unknown. So those are all positive aspects that you're mentioning, and yet here that pesky little self-doubt pops its head up. I think it's because we need a reminder to include self-doubt as just a natural part of the evolutionary process. Pull the teeth on that sucker, like a bumble at the end of Rudolph the Reindeer. It's like just put it to work for you. Those fears only have as much power as you give them, and they're a natural part of expanding into the unknown. So don't, my, as one of my favorite teachers says, don't be afraid to doubt your doubts, right? Yeah. Anything else today, or are we kicking off the weekend with a slide into doubting your doubts and
Oh, it's going to be a great weekend. I can't wait to tell everyone about Saturday and Sunday. But we just have great trining energy, both fading and building throughout the weekend. So don't
that's
let that
Sunday.
doubt the self-doubt. That's a great, I love that line, by the way. And because you have the power to really go beyond the doubt.
Exactly. Incorporate it. Don't push back on it. Don't judge yours. Then you're in a wrestling match. You doubt yourself, and then you judge yourself for doubting yourself. And it's like, great, I'm wrestling, with myself. It's like, how about, oh, hello. And don't forget that fear and doubt always go to work on your greatest strengths, because that will expand you into the unknown even more and even faster. So it's almost a good to know moment. Pay attention to where you're doubting yourself, and it's like, good to know. That must be a PowerPoint for me.
Right.
It's like, yeah, play with that as we roll into the weekend. Thanks so much for coming along on the ride. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
And I'm like your Astro Daddy. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next
See you
time.
this weekend.